At sentencing, the federal judge said that while Claire Bronfman may not have been aware of all the goings-on at Nexium, she showed a willful blindness and that the crimes were not committed in a vacuum. Bronfman had previously pleaded guilty to charges of identity theft and immigration fraud, with prosecutors accusing the Seagram heir of creating an immigrant workforce dependent on her and Nexium. At sentencing, the judge heard testimony from 9 victims that detailed how Nexium had damaged their lives and accused Bronfman of using the threat of litigation to silence critics. Nexium was founded by Keith Ranieri, who's been convicted on charges including sex trafficking and racketeering. Testimony during his trial revealed Ranieri had groomed women in a sex cult and branded some with his initials. Prosecutors estimate Bronfman spent over $100 million on Nexium. William Denzelow, New York.